Hi, Pat.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question. I go to your clinic, and my doctor there has prescribed DIM to me.
Sure.
So my urine has turned orange, and so I did my own research and found out that the DIM does that. Something
yep.
that goes into your liver and cleanses it or something. So I'm just wondering, what is that for, the DIM? What is it supposed to do for you? And is it okay to keep taking it if your urine is orange?
It's okay to keep taking it if your urine is orange, and it has many purposes, ma'am, but the major one, particularly for women, is it helps to adjust the ratio between the pro- and anti-carcinogenic estrogens. And
okay.
that's a very important ratio to get it adjusted. Now, it is possible, by the way, to over-adjust the ratio. It takes a lot of DIM, and I doubt that amount got recommended for you. But when we see that ratio needs modification because it's tilted too far in the way of the procarcinogenics, then we ask the person to take DIM and after a while do a follow-up test and make sure that the ratio is tilted back the way it should be and not too far suppressed, because it is possible to suppress it too far. And what happens if you suppress it too far? Well, you don't have a higher risk for cancer, but guess what? Now you got a higher risk for osteoporosis. So with over-suppression, we can have a different problem, and that's why we do a follow-up test.
Okay, I think I got that. So I'm taking two of those a day. So
and that's quite usual.
It's okay to keep taking those, and I should go in and get the blood test?
Well, actually, ma'am, you cannot test the most important procarcinogenic estrogen by blood. You just simply can't. It has a half-life in blood of, no kidding, a few minutes to an hour and a half or something. And so you have to have a urine test for that. It's the
24-hour.
Yeah, and that checks the balance of all the estrogens. And
okay. Does that have any other side effects? Like I've noticed a lot of body odor that I've never had before. Would that cause that?
I'd say it's a remote possibility, but it is a possibility because all of those things that we put down in our guts are, guess what? They're munched on by the gut bacteria, too.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it is possible that that's going on. It's not a common effect. I've heard that from practically nobody, but it's a possibility.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. There are other things that will adjust that ratio besides the DIM. So if the body odor is too bad, you might just call in and ask the medical assistant, hey, is there something else that I could use for the same purpose? And she'll check with the doctor and get back to you.
So, and also she put me on forestrol, the plant-based enzyme or something. That wouldn't be causing any problem, would it?
Not usually if it's an enzyme, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay. All right, you answered my question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.